came out of the wilderness. 40 days of fasting. He was hungry. The only weak spot he had. And the devil come to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Do a miracle here. Let me see you do it. And I'll believe you. Jesus said, it's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He knowed he didn't meet Moses there. For he went to the Word. Took him up on the pinnacle temple, said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. And quoted, not quoted, but quoted the Scripture. Said, it's written to give the angel charge concerning this end time to dash foot against the stone. He'll bear thee up. And Jesus went straight to the Word and rebuked him. Took him up on the mountain and showed him the United States and Germany and Switzerland, all the nations of the world that ever would be. Said, oh, they're all mine. I'll do them whatever I want to. No wonder we got wars and troubles. Said, I'll do them. No wonder women dress and get it by with it by the law. They're all governed by the devil. But the Bible says, Satan said, they're mine. I'll do with them whatever I want to. Said, if you'll worship me, I'll make you king like I am. Jesus said, it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God only shalt thou serve. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Why? Jesus knew that he'd fall heir to them in this great millennium. When his kingdom had come, thy will be done on Amen. Earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
There'll be no more sharks war. There'll be no more drinking. There'll be no more lust. There'll Amen. Be no more adultery. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more sorrow. Amen. He falls heir to every nation. They are his. That's right. They are his. And he will fall heir, but Satan has them for a space of time. That is the day that we're living.